Generation A bis Z.
Hello, I'm Tali. As some of you may know, I'm representing Luxembourg this year, which is such an honor. And I'm singing the song Fighter at the ESC 2024.
Mein Name is Monique Melsen und heute 54 Jahre und ich für dich auf der Eurovision gesungen zu Dublin. Das ist schon eine lange Zeit hier. Und ja, guck mal, wie das dir geht, Mom Tali.
The good old days.
Moi, je ne sais pas, c'est une grande différence en 1973 et aujourd'hui, si on compare ça. Je meine, des Zeit hatte ich eine Chance für so ein Coaching zu haben, als wie das heute möglich ist. Ich bin effektiv geholt gehen, auf Bühne gesetzt gehen und schon gesagt, kriegt Song. Ja.
And you feel like it was easier in those days or easier now?
I think it's very different, as you were saying. I think, like, for example, live instruments right now are not live on stage. And back then they were, and it was a big part of the show was the musicians. However, one could say that now it's harder because you have to exactly match lip sync almost in as a musician exactly what you play, so it's one could say it's harder, one could say it's more frustrating that you can't play live. So I think there's a lot of differences, but in the same way today we have like a better sound because we're not so worried about the musicians, it's all about the show, the lights. And the genre of music is very different because music evolves, as we know, so much. And so obviously the production is way more modern now. And I don't know. I mean, I love old music like Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder. For me, that's like in my heart. So I think it depends. It's different.
Oui, dans le temps, moi, j'ai chanté avec un grand orchestre. Et c'était tout en direct.
Yeah. Oui, on ne pouvait pas se tromper.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, that's true.
There was also this, as you said, the show aspect. So you have to dance, and it's a really big aspect, as you didn't need to dance. It was you and others. It was a bit static at the time. You couldn't dance. How did it work?
Non, on nous a dit vraiment, on nous a fait un point. Et oui, il faut rester là.
Wow.
C'était,
That's crazy.
Yeah. As you have to dance now, because otherwise it's a bit...
It's movement and movement on stage, and the staging is the main aspect, I would say, of how we make a good show right now. So, yeah, the different cameras that I think people also have a shorter attention span nowadays because of TikTok, because of Instagram Reels, whatever. And so I think we're kind of trying to adapt that onto everything that we do in the music industry. And I think the fast pace of changing the cameras and the fast pace of movement, I think makes it more attractive to audiences right now.
It's always been done that way.
Moi, je pense que c'est bien que ça évolue. Et,
Vous étiez déjà un peu avec votre short et votre tenue. C'était déjà...
Oui.
Vous étiez un peu très dans votre temps.
J'ai eu immens viel Kleider, die ich für Paris gekriegt habe, für große Couturierien. Und du siehst, pour sehr viel kommen, der Jury war damals für dich auf der Platz. Du konntest dann gesagt, alle guten den Kleider wäsch, weiß man, was du hörst für uns zu den. Okay, du tust just den Schor tun, kein Ring, nichts für Bijouen, ganz, ganz einfach.
Wow.
Is it so strict in 2024?
In terms of what I wear?
Yeah.
The
way you look, the way you...
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I definitely have a costume that they gave me.
Okay.
But for example, I it was a dress, and I said I prefer to wear pants, and we changed them to pants. So I think it's maybe a bit more flexible, but they definitely have a framework of like what the idea is, you know, like I couldn't just say, can I wear jeans? Like it's obviously because it's a TV show, but yeah, maybe it's not as strict, but I don't know about bijoux. I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
How was it at the start? Monique was saying that she did a casting as well.
Yeah.
So, and we saw you on TV recently. How was it the competition at the time? It was already a competition. You were telling me about the three songs and etc.
Yeah, that was beim Heulei Kugelei. On était trois chanteurs. C'était Marie-Christie, Fausti et moi-même, et on a eu trois chansons. Et tous les trois, on a dû chanter les trois chansons, l'un après l'autre, et le public, il a voté par carte postale, alors la chanson qui était la meilleure pour eux, et c'était Pom Pom Pom, bon, et chez RTL, ils ont, RTL Paris, dans le temps, ils ont décidé que c'est moi pour la chanson Pom Pom Pom, et c'est comme ça...
Wow, that's so scary.
Ça, c'était le casting.
Wow, like you're singing the same exact song as the other two. That's scary. Mm-hmm. It feels more competitive, I would say, yeah.
Et on a eu pas un playback, ni un orchestre, c'était juste un musicien qui nous a accompagnés.
Avec le piano.
Un piano, oui.
Wow, honestly.
Tout à fait autre chose.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was, I mean... I sent in a lot of my own songs and a lot of them were passing the stages and then they sent me Fighter and I fell in love with it. And so I feel like it was a lot more open to like my writing and my style and, you know, stuff like that. And then, you know, we had eight singers, so instead of three, and we each had our own style and our own song. Whether we wrote it or not, we still had our own kind of voice in it. So I really appreciated that because I know in other countries, like they sing the same song and they compare singers with the same song. So it's I mean, it's tough. I you should be proud because I think it's really hard to do that.
Because not every style suits you. So.
Exactly. And if, let's say you have a voice that fits rock better, but the song is pop, you know, it's tough.
Mais là, les trois chansons étaient quand même bien pour moi parce que je les ai enregistrées après.
Et elles étaient les trois en français à l'époque?
En français, oui.
Tous les trois
Tous
en
les
français.
Trois, oui. Et après, bon, j'ai chanté dans différentes langues. Après l'Eurovision, c'était même en italien. Oui, ils m'ont donné le texte pour Pom Pom Pom. J'étais à Milan pour enregistrer quelques jours après l'Eurovision. Et alors, ils avaient demandé, est-ce que vous parlez l'italien? J'ai dit, non, pas du tout. Et alors, ils ont vu quand même que c'était bien. Alors, ils m'ont écrit encore l'autre chanson pour l'autre côté du disque. Ça, c'était alors Fa Fa Fa, également en italien. Et,
voilà. Oh, wow,
super cool.
And you, the fact you sing in English and French, that's a wink-wink to Luxembourg? Or?
Yes, definitely. I think that's one of the most special things about the song is that it has both languages that I learned here. Like before moving here, I lived in Argentina. So I learned English and French and I learned like also a bit of Luxembourgish. So all the languages, you know, French and English that are both very well spoken here are in the song, which I think... represents me, but also represents Luxembourg. So,
You can sleep when you're dead.
As I can imagine, that was a lot of work, and it is a lot of work for you at the moment. Comment c'était à votre époque? Vous m'avez dit, il n'y avait pas de coach, de choses comme ça, mais c'était quand même beaucoup de travail.
Ah oui, c'était beaucoup, parce que dans le temps, il y avait beaucoup d'émissions... de télé, que j'ai fait avant. J'étais plusieurs fois à Paris et là, c'était chanté également en direct. Et en Angleterre, oui, aussi. En Pays-Bas, Belgique, en Allemagne, j'ai fait vraiment beaucoup d'émissions de télé.
Pour vous entraîner, pour être...
Oui, mais c'était tout le monde qui a fait l'Eurovision dans le temps était invité pour faire...
À la promotion en avance de la chanson.
Oui.
OK.
Et après aussi, là, j'étais invitée comme, comme guest singer, c'était au Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Parce que là, il paraît, je ne savais pas, après on m'a dit ça, que j'étais pendant 3 semaines le numéro 1 au Portugal.
Oh, wow.
Pom, pom, pom.
Ah, génial.
Ouais.
OK. And you're pretty intense, I assume, because so now there's more videos, there's the social media aspects, mm-hmm. there's the dance, there's the...
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you had so many concerts, but thankfully for me, it's just 2. So I think all the focus goes on. So this weekend I'm doing London mm-hmm. and then in the next weekend I'm doing Amsterdam. So it's the same thing, like all the Eurovision artists, it's called pre-parties and they're invited
mm-hmm.
to, yeah, they're invited to sing and Eurovision fans buy tickets and it's like in a big arena and then, it, which is also cool training in terms of the singing to like get used to, you know, singing in front of really big crowds. But yeah, the social media aspect is taking over. It's taking over. On one hand, it's so cool because you can reach such a big audience for televotes and all that. But on the other hand, it's time consuming. And sometimes it makes me sad that, you know, that we're always on our phones and that we can't connect as much as we used to, you know.
You don't have someone who help you with
Yes, I do. Thankfully, RTL, we have a digital team and my label, we also, so I have two yes.
Okay.
Thankfully, you know, because it's very important right now. But yeah, it's tricky. But I'm also thankful for it at the same time, you know.
Because so in the 70s, the only way to promote it was to go live on TV or to concerts. So there was no other way for people to know your song. It was important already to know the song before Eurovision to get, but there was no public vote for your year.
Non, la chanson elle-même, c'était quand même le grand public l'a entendu. Mm-hmm. Le jour même de l'Eurovision, pour la première fois, c'était pas, bon, ici à Luxembourg, à la radio, oui. Mais le grand public l'a vu vraiment la première fois, c'était pas Internet et tout ça, on peut regarder ça déjà quelques mois avant.
So you were obviously a singer before, that's you, and you were in New York, like trying to be a professional, or being a professional already, because that's your goal after Eurovision, that's gonna hopefully help you with your career.
Yes, yes, yeah, I was in New York to do my studies, so I studied music and theater. And I finished in May.
Okay.
And then in the summer, I saw the auditions and I was like, you know what? I'm a music teacher. I'm auditioning. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
And so, whoa, crazy. I never, ever expected that I would be here doing this. Really, it's an honor and so cool. But yeah, in New York, I had some cool concerts, which gave me tough skin and good exposure, which I think if I didn't go to New York, I don't think I would be ready for this. At all. I think it would be too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really thankful that I had that experience and that I went through so many rejections, so like, you know, bad people, good people, you know, all the experiences on my own, like not being represented. So I think that really taught me how to navigate people and concerts, places, everything. So, yeah.
So you did a career after Eurovision. That was a big step in your career. And you were a professional singer afterwards in cabaret and some groups.
Oui, pendant 8 ans, j'ai fait de la musique. Et oui, j'étais partie. Après 1973, j'étais également membre d'un groupe. On était 11 chanteurs. Et quand on a fait des concerts, encore 9 musiciens.
Wow.
Et ça, c'était vraiment un truc qui était formidable. On a toujours le contact. On ne s'est plus vu depuis 30 ans. Et après 30 ans, on s'est retrouvés et on se voit tous les 2 ans. Et, ouais,
c'est cool.
Ouais. Et là, c'était même Donna Summer. Elle, c'était la plus connue après, qui était là quand quelqu'un de nous était malade ou il avait autre chose, un autre concert. Alors, c'est elle qui est venue et elle a chanté alors les concerts avec nous.
Oh, wow.
With Donna Summer?
Donna Summer.
Whoa. The Donna Summer.
The Donna Summer, yeah. I'm like, I just wanted to make sure it was the Donna.
That's the Donna. Okay, wow.
Wow, that's so cool. Mm.
Vous parliez de votre autre groupe, mais est-ce que vous avez aussi gardé contact avec les autres candidats de l'Eurovision de cette année-là?
C'est juste Anne-Marie David que j'ai vue plusieurs fois. Et... Non, pas. Maintenant, j'ai, au LSC, j'ai rencontré Vicky Leandros avec elle. J'étais également à Hambourg une fois sur scène. Bon, elle ne se... elle ne savait plus. Mm-hmm. Ça fait... longtemps déjà. Et là, j'étais avec le groupe en plus.
Ok. Ouais. Did you get to meet other candidates already from your pre-Eurovision? Not yet, because it's next weekend.
Yes, okay. It's this weekend, yeah. So I'm excited to meet everyone.
Mm-hmm. Because that's a lot of people. So.
Yeah, and I feel like the energy with the finalists for the LSE here was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's so rare to find a group of people in a competition that are all kind and supportive, and there's no ego, no divas, you know?
Okay.
For singers, it's hard to find. Yeah. So it was amazing, and I hope that it'll be the same energy in Malmö, but I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, because at your time, it was one final, just one show. You didn't have like another chance. And now I don't know if it's more difficult or easier if you have you start with the semi-final. So if it's more challenging because it's two steps.
Yeah. I mean, our semi-final this year is very tough.
Yeah, and you're the last one to play.
Yes. Pressure's on.
I think you will come to the final.
Really?
Yes.
Let's hope, yeah.
I hope it.
I'm going to try my best.
Is there something you think of before the competition? Did you have any hopes to get into the first 10 or you just go and you didn't think?
Non, quand j'étais là... il y avait toujours des, comment on dit ça, des agences de Paris. Mm-hmm. Ils ont vraiment voté les spectateurs en Irlande. Hein, c'était un grand truc. Et là, l'Angleterre et le Luxembourg étaient toujours les deux premières places. Hein, toujours. Okay. Et quand on est allé en bus au théâtre le soir, c'était un petit théâtre. Il n'y avait que des invités là-dedans, pas des gens du public, ils étaient tous dans les rues avec des pancartes Luxembourg, Winner et tout ça. Bon, après, c'est venu tout à fait autrement. Mm-hmm. Mais c'est du stress.
Oui, il y avait la pression.
C'est de la pression, oui. Mm-hmm. C'était pas évident.
And you, I assume you go for win, but but because for you, that's even more pressure because it's been so long that Luxembourg hasn't been there. So you're the face of the big comeback of Luxembourg. You're not just one of the other countries. I'm sorry, but...
No, it's true. Yeah. Pressure's there, but weirdly, ça va. Like, weirdly, I mean, ask me like 2 hours before I go on. Then I don't know if it's like that. But I think... I think you have to trust what's meant for you and like trust the universe and trust whatever happens. Yeah. And if you try your best, that's the most you can control. Mm-hmm. Everything else you can't control. If people don't vote because of blah, blah, blah. If people, you know, if the PR and all that stuff, like there's stuff that you just simply can't control. But at the end of the day, if you are proud of what you do and you just sing from your heart, like, that's what matters. And so I think that's something I've been trying to tell myself to just kind of calm down a bit. But yeah, I agree. Like, the pressure's there. You can't lie. You can't just say, oh, everything's fine. Like, it's 100% evident. 100%.
Yeah. Wet behind the ears.
Because you were young and you were... very young at the time, and all the candidates are very young. So it's just very difficult to get all this pressure because you have the pressure of you represent a country. It's not nothing. And if you do something wrong, whatever, like everybody's gone, like the whole country will be like, oh God. So be very proud. And so that's a lot of pressure just for one young person.
Yeah.
Est-ce qu'à l'époque, l'Eurovision, c'était aussi c'était moins une grosse machine, mais au niveau de la popularité, c'était un événement très populaire déjà?
C'était très, très populaire dans le temps. Ça, c'était vraiment un événement. Bon, l'année avant, j'ai eu le Grand Prix RTL, mm-hmm. qui était également pendant 3 ans. Et là, j'avais la chance, j'ai eu le 3e prix international et le 1er prix Benelux. C'était une surprise pour moi, je n'avais jamais calculé avec ça. Et j'ai eu également un très grand concours de la chanson à Athènes. Mm. Et là, il y avait 40, je ne sais plus, de pays qui étaient là. Ça, c'était un grand truc également. Alors, j'ai eu déjà un peu...
Oui, parce qu'il n'y avait pas de The Voice, il n'y avait pas d'émission télévision, de compétition comme ça avec, à l'époque. Non. Donc c'était... Eurovision was the only... I don't know how you say in English, but...
television, I don't know.
Yeah. La première fois...
Télécrochet en français.
Oui, télécrochet, oui. Oui. La première fois, quand j'ai chanté, j'ai décidé ça 3 jours avant, parce que j'ai lu dans le journal, « Ah bon, il y a quelque chose !» Et j'ai dit à mes parents, « Oh, je veux être... » Là aussi, et j'ai choisi des notes pour chanter une chanson, et c'était Op de Schoenbofer. Ça, c'était mon premier truc que j'ai vu. Mais je suis allée comme ça, j'ai regardé encore. Ah, est-ce que mes amis sont là? Oui.
Oui, c'est la jeunesse. On n'a pas de. On s'en stresse peut-être moins quand on est jeune.
Oui. Je suis. Vraiment heureuse de sortir sur scène.
Et, Et là, vous étiez aussi contente que l'Eurovision revienne, enfin que le Luxembourg revienne à l'Eurovision.
Oui.
C'était trop long.
Oui, c'était vraiment très long.
It was funny when I contacted Monique. I was like, maybe you're tired of talking about Eurovision. I really thought she was going to tell me, oh no, just I don't want to talk about it. Like it's been 50 years, but no, she loves it. And still, 53 years after, the Eurovision changed your life.
Oui, on peut vraiment dire ça. Ça a changé beaucoup et je suis sûre, Thalie, avec toi, c'est la même chose. Ça va être, ça va changer la vie quand même. Yeah. Aujourd'hui, peut-être encore plus que dans le temps.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's cool to see that you're still, that you still think of it as, you know, a good memory and that you still think it for where you are now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
Well, you'll see. Maybe for you, it will be the same.
Yeah. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.